Welcome to Module 6, Racing Breeds Rules and Regulations, the American Quarter Horse. This is the last module before the first quiz. The registry for the American Quarter Horse is the American Quarter Horse Association, the AQHA, based in Amarillo, Texas. This breed became an official breed in 1940, making it the newest major breed registry and the largest already, with over 3.5 million horses registered and 315,000 owners registered. The quarter horse is a very versatile breed and is involved in many different forms of equine athletics and recreation. Racing is about 20% of the quarter horse business. We're very interested in the Quarter Horse Association and quarter horse history here at the University of Arizona, based in Tucson, because the first official quarter horse race was contested right here in Tucson, Arizona in 1943. The registry, is it open or closed? Well, the quarter horse registry is an open registry. Quarter horses may be crossed with thoroughbreds, and the resultant foal can still have quarter horse registry. This is called an appendix quarter horse, and I will go into the details of that a little bit later in this module. The registration certificate or foal papers, unlike the jockey club where it's passed from person to person, is sent back to the AQHA every time ownership changes. This may cause a slight inconvenience in having to drop them in the mail, but the benefits far outweigh the inconvenience. In this way, the AQHA can track who owns any quarter horse at any given time, and also who's in the quarter horse business, who owns quarter horses, and there's a huge database of people interested in horses if they ever need to get information out. This is especially useful when there are legislative issues coming up and you need to be able to find people who could be affected by those decisions and get them mobilized at a grassroots level. We'll talk about those kinds of issues more in future modules. Parentage verification. The AQHA does use DNA testing, and they are in the process of ensuring that all horses are DNA tested. It is fairly new. In the past, only race horses were DNA tested and parentage verified, but now all American quarter horses will be required to have DNA-based parentage verification. The Quarter Horse Association is very forward-thinking in its acceptance of breeding technologies. They do allow artificial insemination. That means that the stallion and the mare are generally at the same farm, but they never actually make contact with each other. They do also allow transported semen, that you could have a stallion in one state and the mare in another, and semen would be shipped to the mare. They also do allow embryo transfer, where a surrogate mother, if you will, a surrogate mare, does carry a foal that is not her own. Multiple embryos may also be registered now. There was an issue with the registry at that point. It hit, and up until recently, that has been resolved. So now you may see 3 or 4 or 5 full siblings that are registered out of the same mare for that year. No, she didn't carry them all herself. She may not have even carried one herself, but genetically they are full siblings. The race, the paddock and warm-up, exactly like the system used for the thoroughbreds. They will be ID'd and tattooed prior to coming to the paddock and prior to their first race. They will be identified in the paddock like the thoroughbreds, saddled, and spend time on the racetrack warming up before their actual race. They may actually spend a little less time on the racetrack warming up than their thoroughbred counterparts. In starting, are they moving or standing? This is truly a standing start. The gates are set exactly at the distance to be raced, and the time starts when the gate opens, not when the horse starts moving out. So as the gate opens, the clock is running, and those horses come out fast, and they come out ready to go. Timing. These are our sprint specialists. These are the dragsters versus the IndyCars of horse racing. They go fast, they go short, and timing is measured to at least 1/100 of a second and no more than 1/1000 of a second. If we just timed these horses to 1/10 of a second, we'd have so many dead heats, you'd just be unable to separate them out. These horses are fast, and 1/1000 of a second makes a difference between a win and a loss in quarter horse racing. How fast do these horses go? They can go the quarter mile in about 23 seconds. Some have been clocked up to 54 miles an hour. That's going pretty fast. Distance. This is measured in yards. It's the traditional form of measurement, and these distances are set in stone. How do yards fit in our miles and furlongs? 1/8 of a mile, remember, is what? A furlong, which is also 220 yards, if you want to compare between quarter horse and thoroughbred distances. The American Quarter Horse Association has set distinct distances that they recognize for quarter horse races. They are short sprints, 220, 250, 300, 330, and 350 yards. Long sprints, 400, 440, 550, and 660 yards. And distance races, or what's known as around the hook, which means that they do race around a turn, 770, 870, and 1,000 yards. The 1,000-yard race is not an official race for the American Quarter Horse. You will see the results on their papers, but it is not an official race when we start talking about registers of merit, which we'll discuss later. In 870-yard races, you will find that quarter horses will compete in the same race with thoroughbreds. Additionally, they will race together if the track offers 1,000-yard races. The race calls, again, refer to where they are on the track. It goes so quickly, there's usually a call at the break, and there'll be one or two stretch calls depending on the distance of the race. Things go so quickly, there's not time to really describe how the race unfolds. You really have to watch it for yourself. Quarter horses do race exclusively on the dirt. They really need the dirt for the speed. Also, the start of a quarter horse race, when those horses dig in and take off, the turf would never be the same. How often do they race? Some race every other week. Some can race just about every week. Generally, they will race a little bit more than a thoroughbred. Because of the distance of the race, the actual racing does not take quite as much out of them. So they will race more than a thoroughbred, but they'll race less than a standardbred, as we'll find out in the next section. The rail. Quarter horses race on the same racetracks as do thoroughbreds, so you will find that the inside rail is a standard rail, either the traditional or a safety rail that we will be going over those when we talk about track surfaces. The Triple Crown. There is a Triple Crown of racing for quarter horses, yet the Quarter Horse Triple Crown focuses on two-year-old racing. The two-year-old is really the highlight of the quarter horse racing industry. The Ruidosa Futurity, Rainbow Futurity, and All-American Futurities make up that Triple Crown. What is a speed index? A speed index is a way to compare a horse's performance at that track, at a specific track, at a specific distance. There is a worksheet that explains how a speed index is developed and also an example of a speed index chart for one racetrack. But basically, a speed index for a specific racetrack, for example, Ruidosa Downs, for 400 yards, they will take the fastest three times for that distance over the past 3 years, those would be nine times, and average them. That average would then denote a speed index of 100. Obviously, that is not the track record, but if you have a horse that runs and earns a speed index of 100, you know they will be very close to the track record. 100 is a very, very fast speed index. A register of merit. Again, this is unique to the quarter horse breed, but not to quarter race horses. Horses that compete in any American Quarter Horse Association sanctioned activity can earn a register of merit. And it means that they have reached a level of accomplishment in their particular area, whether it be jumping, Western pleasure, cow horse, or racing. To earn a register of merit, or more commonly known as an ROM, in racing, a quarter horse must earn one, just one, speed index of 80. That will earn the horse a register of merit. This indicates that the horse is above average as a racehorse in the quarter horse world. Appendix. These are the horses that have the thoroughbred blood in them. There are some worksheets and explanations for the details of an appendix registration, but basically, if you have a horse with regular quarter horse papers, and you breed that horse to a thoroughbred, you do have a quarter horse, but he has appendix papers. For that horse to be presented with regular papers, that horse must earn an ROM or prove that it has skills that are deemed appropriate at an appropriate level to be considered a quarter horse. So as soon as a quarter horse who is an appendix registered horse earns an 80 speed index on the racetrack, he becomes a regularly papered quarter horse. You may not breed an appendix registered horse to an appendix horse and get an appendix. You must breed regular papers to regular papers, regular to appendix, which gives you an appendix. They must earn their way into the regular registry. That certainly will be a lot more clear when you work through the worksheets. Unfortunately, some people forget and breed a quarter horse that has appendix registration to another with appendix, and they have a foal that is not eligible for any registry. It's the appendix registration that allows there to be up to 15/16 thoroughbred blood in a horse that's registered as a quarter horse. But remember that quarter horses all came from the original thoroughbreds that all came from the original Arabians. So we're all from one gene pool at the beginning. Time trials. This is very unique in quarter horse racing. Many times in futurities or derbies, there will be many, many horses nominated. There might be 30 or 40 or 50 horses nominated. And the way to determine which horses get into these races, time trials will be held. The horse races against the clock. In comparison, when thoroughbreds would have trials, or eliminations to determine which animals were able to compete for the big purse, that would be the first five horses across the line, or the first six, depending on how many sets of trials there were. Not so in quarter horse racing. The quarter horse runs against the clock, although there may be 7, 8, or 10 other horses on the track with him. He competes against the clock, and in time trials, the fastest horses make it into the final. So, could you win a time trial and still not make it into the finals of a race? Absolutely. If your trial happened to be the slowest one, your horse would not make it into the finals of the race. What happens if 4 of the time trials had wonderful weather and there was a headwind for the 5th trial? That's what we call racing luck, or the lack of luck, and your time still stands. Times are not tweaked for weather, wind, or track condition. It's the horse against the clock.